This is Focus West Michigan for Monday, January 5, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. The surge of proposals for state data centers across Michigan means township boards are struggling to balance complex legal issues. WGVU's Dee Morrison spoke with attorney Ben Anima of Grand Rapids law firm Micah Myers about the challenges local governments face.
One that's pretty prominent right now is where a data center wants to build in an area that is not currently zoned in a way that would allow the data center to be there.
Developers must petition local governments for rezoning or special land use permits. A multi-step legal process in which the Planning Commission holds a public hearing and the Township Board makes the final decision.
State law prohibits local governments from just outright banning something that they don't like. That's referred to as exclusionary zoning.
Because hyperscale data centers are relatively new in Michigan, many townships are unprepared. Anima notes townships can use temporary moratoriums to buy time, allowing them to consult with legal counsel and update zoning ordinances to address issues before a developer approaches.
There are, on top of that, many other considerations, such as what is the public will and making sure that there are protections in place to ensure that water usage is appropriate for the community and things of that nature.
Residents have influence through contacting board members, public comment at meetings, or initiating a referendum under the Michigan Zoning Enabling Act.
If they circulate a petition and get a certain amount of signatures, then they can include that on a ballot, which will be voted on by the community. So yes, local governments have a lot to deal with as a result of this explosion of the data centers.
I'm Dee Morrison.
A long-planned project to restore the rapids in the Grand River could finally get underway in Grand Rapids in the coming year. The project has been in the works for more than a decade, and it's been split into two parts. The city of Grand Rapids says construction on the first part is on track to begin in the summer of 2026. Grand Rapids Mayor David LeGrand says it will build on a trend of new development along the city's riverfront.
We all know, those of us who are here, that there's a stadium going in, there's a soccer stadium going in, there's an amphitheater going in. There are major housing projects going in along this river. So the river's going to be the place to be.
The first part of the river restoration project calls for removing two low dams in the city's downtown to restore a more natural flow. The Ottawa County Board of Commissioners recently voted on a new board chair. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Congratulations, Mr. Brugger. You have received the majority of the votes.
Commissioner Josh Brugger, who serves District 10 in Grand Haven, replaces Commissioner John Teeples as Ottawa County Board Chairperson for 2026. Six of the 11 commissioners voted for Brugger, while four others voted for Commissioner Allison Miedema. Brugger said he would focus on moving the commission forward while addressing issues such as transportation, affordable housing, and community mental health changes.
We actually have an opportunity now that a lot of the past is done, it's been addressed, that we can move on as a board and focus forward on what is important for Ottawa County and Ottawa County residents.
Brugger suggested the board be laser focused on a small number of issues impacting the most residents.
And then we're all going to have to get behind that and set aside our individual desires and focus as a team to do that. So I look forward to the opportunity to do so and to lead you in the next year.
Brugger served as vice chair throughout 2025. District 9 Commissioner Phil Kyers was elected 2026 Vice Chair. I'm David Limbaugh.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared January 2026 as Radon Action Month in Michigan, and she encourages all Michigan residents to learn more about this environmental hazard and test their homes during this winter's heating season. With that, in observance of the month, the Kent County Health Department and Kent District Library are teaming up once again. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
In observance of Radon Action Month, the Kent County Health Department is working with the Kent District Library to provide free radon test kits to residents. This year, with added opportunities for direct, in-person engagement at select library branches. For the month of January, Kent County Health Department staff will host an informational table from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at one district library branch each Tuesday. There, residents can pick up a free kit, ask questions, and learn more about protecting their homes from the colorless, odorless, and tasteless gas responsible for about 21,000 deaths each year in the U.S. Events will be held at the Plainfield, Cascade, Granville, and Kentwood branches. Residents may also pick up free radon test kits at Kent County Health Department's main clinic. That's located at 700 Fuller Avenue Northeast in Grand Rapids. That's while supplies last. To confirm a library branch, you can go to kdl.org. I'm Jennifer Moss.
Consumers Energy started its Muskegon solar operations today. It's the largest solar power project in the state. WGVU's Patrick Center has more.
Muskegon Solar uses about 1,900 acres of land within the Muskegon Resource Recovery Center property in Moreland Township. The new project generates 250 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 40,000 homes and businesses. The collaboration provides renewable energy for the community, the Muskegon County Water System, Moreland Township, and Ravenna School District. It includes more than 500,000 solar panels arranged in more than 5,000 rows that rotate following the sun's path, generating energy from sunrise to sunset. Construction of the solar array created over 200 construction jobs. Consumers Energy currently has three other solar projects in Michigan, at Western Michigan University, Grand Valley State University, and in Cadillac. The projects are part of the company's goal of bringing 8,000 megawatts of solar power online by the year 2040. I'm Patrick Center.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin looks at Lake Superior State University's new banished words list, but first, news from around the state. Joining protesters from around the state and country, roughly 24 people gathered in downtown Bay City on Sunday afternoon to voice concerns about the Trump administration's military actions in Venezuela and the subsequent capture of the nation's president, Nicolas Maduro. Congresswoman Christian McDonald Rivett, a Democrat from Bay City, attended the protest. She says these kinds of military campaigns take focus away from people's everyday needs. She says the priorities of the country need to center around fighting rising costs, fixing education, and paying teachers better wages.
We can't be running around the hemisphere like a bunch of cowboys with no provocation and motivation that's based on money from oil.
Administration officials alluded to the possibility of further military action in places like Cuba and Colombia. McDonald Rivett says there isn't a war right now and that Congress needs more information before taking oversight actions. Electric customers will get more information about potential rate increases soon. After March 2026, when utilities ask for a rate increase, they must inform customers how much that would increase their bills. That's under a new order by state utility regulators. Utilities must also direct customers to a website with more information on the potential rate hikes. Most of the time, the approved rate hike is smaller than the requested increase. DTE and Consumers Energy had opposed the change. Detroit Mayor Mary Sheffield celebrates becoming the first woman to lead the city government with a so-called public investiture event later this week. Sheffield formally took the oath of office early New Year's Day, but she plans for a more elaborate public swearing-in ceremony at the Detroit Opera House. The event also features members of the Detroit City Council, the Police Commission, and the City Clerk, along with poetry readings and musical performances. Sheffield campaigned that she would build on successes achieved by outgoing Mayor Mike Duggan. Now, Sheffield says she is keeping in place some key figures from Duggan's administration, including the city's chief financial officer, corporation counsel, and fire commissioner. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit wgvunews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Lake Superior State University celebrates a golden milestone with the release of its 50th annual Banished Words List. For half a century, the list has served as a reminder that language is always evolving. WGVU's Shelley Irwin talked with Connor Tetzlaff about some of the words on the list.
Did you know there's an annual Banished Words List produced by Lake Superior State University? And this would be year 50. So I'm glad to speak with you on behalf of the honor, and also I want to know what these banished words are. Connor Tetzlaff on the line. Connor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Lake Superior State University. What's your temperature this morning?
Yeah, it could be warmer. We're looking at about 23 degrees up here this morning, but the snow has held off from coming down, so we're just working through the backlog of pile up of snow up here, but working away.
Cool. Give us a 101 in general of kind of your university brand, and then let's get into why a banished word list for 50 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a tight-knit university up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. We do a lot of varied concentrations and career paths for our students. Opportunities are available across a multitude of disciplines. A couple standouts include our fire science program, fisheries and wildlife program, as well as criminal justice, nursing, and a variety of other things. But really, the close personal connections are what we're really well known for. We're very proud. The Banished Words List has been a fun kind of tongue-in-cheek reflection of language, and it's persisted for, as you said, 50 years up until this point. This is technically, fun fact, the 51st list, 50th year, but 51st edition that's come out of the list there. So very proud that it's lasted this long. Very fun kind of unique take on language, and very proud of it, for sure.
And, Connor, who comes up with a Banished Word List?
Absolutely. I would say the people more than anything. We really reflect on the submissions that we receive throughout the year. The public is invited to submit words or phrases for consideration. And ones that receive a multitude of suggestions certainly get a matter of attention from the committee that oversees that process. But there is an internal committee that looks at the multitude of suggestions that came in throughout the year. This year was a little over 1,400. And then kind of goes from there with selecting the list itself. But that's sort of the process. And then my team, the marketing team, will highlight some of our favorite submissions that came alongside those selections and bring those forward.
Well, before we get to a few of those words, is this concept a tradition that highlights the importance and evolution of language in general?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really a way for us to consider how we use words in the language that we use. The long form of the name is the words banished from Queen Elizabeth's English for overuse, small use, misuse, or general uselessness. So that gives a little more insight as to the mindset behind the selection of the words, but really just a way to get us to reflect on our language, how we speak, and our word choice.
All right, drum roll, and of course I'll ask at the end where we find this summary, but what would be a few of the, I guess we'll ask the most, the golden class of banishments and rationale, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the golden class of banishments and rationale there, these are some words that have earned their spot on this year's list of entries. And the top one, as you can see, our number one is 6-7. That is one that was, as soon as anybody heard that I had any sort of involvement or connection to the list, that was the first words out of their mouth. It's 6-7 on the list, or will it be on the list, or it needs to be on the list. And so that's our top entry this year, our top banishment for the year. It could have taken all slots on the list, to be honest with you, but got a lot of fun entries for that one, and that kicks the list off for this golden edition.
Yes, and just a reminder, a list that why this phrase needs to be stopped, as they say. Another on this golden class of banishments for 2026, demure?
Yes, demure. A saying that really was a social media fad or trend, that's where it really got its roots this year, found a lot of use. You'll see the list sort of mentions that often the phrases will fall into a couple categories, that some are corporate jargon and used a lot in that realm, and then some are more the social media space, and this certainly came from there. Many maybe remember the phrase very demure, very mindful from social media, and that was at the heart of many of the submissions for this phrase.
Well, as I look again at these top 10, I won't go through them all, but I'm very guilty of saying a couple of these, including my bad and reach out.
Me too. Absolutely. And I think that's one thing I really appreciate about the list, is it doesn't make me necessarily never use those words again. But when I go to use them this month, next month, the year ahead, it makes me consider, is there a better phrase or term that I could use to kind of spice it up here? Or is reach out or my bad really what I want to convey?
What about repeat offenders? What are a few words that refuse to stay banished, Connor?
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely is one. That tops the list there. That was finished in 1996 and then once again in 2023, just a couple years ago. And you'll notice early editions of the list had terms of banishment. So the very first one said, this is banished for a year, this is banished somewhat indefinitely, or sort of broke it down in that way by time. We don't do those sort of term banishments anymore, but that highlights the availability for it, words or phrases requiring more than one banishment. But a couple standouts on that is absolutely, like I mentioned, and another one that stood out to me is hot water heater. Don't need the term hot at the beginning. It is sort of the idea behind that. Water heater serves the same purpose there, but hot water heater in 1982 and then again in 2018. And then the last one I'll mention off that list is at the end of the day is the only one that's been banished three times in 1999, 2022, and then again 2 years later, last year in 2 years ago in 2024.
Very cool. Again, Lake Superior State University celebrating a golden milestone. It's a release of the 50th annual Banished Words List. And of course, for half a century, serving as a reminder, language is always evolving. So I guess the take home message, Connor Tetzloff, is I guess if I keep saying awesome to stop doing that.
Whatever you prefer, just to know that, you know, you can overuse awesome. If everything's awesome, then what is truly awesome? I think that's really the takeaway.
And what does 6-7 mean?
6-7, it means whatever you believe it to mean. It started on a music trend, a social media trend, and it's sort of taken a life of its very own. So I don't know that I can attribute one single meaning that would encapsulate what 6-7 has turned out to be.
Wonderful. Are classes back in session today at Lake Superior State?
Yes, classes are. Students have returned from their break. We had some hockey games this past weekend against Northern. Happy the results on both those. And so students were back in action supporting the athletic teams and are back in the classrooms on campus.
Cool. How do we find our own list of the 50th annual Banished Words, Connor?
Absolutely. lssu.edu/traditions/banishedwordlist. Or if you just go to traditions, it's the first button there, lssu.edu/traditions. You can see the full list of words for this year. You can see press releases and historical accounts of many of the past, if not all of the past Banished Words list, as well as your opportunity to submit a word for the next Banished Words list in 2027.
You know, Connor, I would never discipline in public, but you did start that sentence with absolutely.
See, it's hard to avoid. It's hard to avoid, no
okay.
doubt.
You're still perfect in my book. Keep up the good work spreading the news about Lake Superior State University. Take care.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Monday, January 5, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.